The Lord be with you.
With you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went on by way of Sidon on the sea, to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of Decapolis. And people brought him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger in the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened and his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished at what was they said. "He has done all things well. He made the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Let's see, is that working? Yes, no? I'm getting 50-50, 60-40, 70-30. 30, okay. I'll just try and be loud, and maybe with this, the things will work together. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, thank you, the whole name, that's great. So, it's Friday, and I know you guys love Fridays because you get to come to school on the weekends too, right? No? No school on the weekends? Yes.
Well, I get to watch shows.
You get to watch shows. Oh, yes?
I like to stay up all night and watch scary movies.
Stay up all night and watch scary movies. Well, when you become an adult, that's called the news. Uh-oh. Yes? But heavy on the relaxing?
Yeah.
Okay. Like you maybe go to the spa with your mom and you just kind of get mani-pedi and...
Yes.
Oh, good deal. Yes?
You take a nap.
Take a nap. For those of you who don't know and don't like naps, the older you get, the better naps become. So just think, just because they're not fun now, naps are awesome. Let's see. Yes? Wait, you got to speak louder. I'm old.
Watch your tablet all day.
Ooh, tablet all day. Technology. Yes.
Me?
Yes, you.
If we land like that.
Oh, meditate.
Yeah.
Excellent meditation. I'm gonna go back here. I'll be back for you guys. Gotta get the whole. We gotta get the room. Let's see, all the way to the...
Sleep.
Sleep. Like the whole weekend, just go to Friday night and don't get up until like Monday morning?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, that's some serious sleep. Yes?
Relaxing.
Relaxing, okay. Yes?
Tomorrow's the daddy-daughter dance, so it's going to be fun, so it's like a school night.
Daddy-daughter dance, but it's like a school night. Okay. All the way down at the end. That would be you. Don't, yeah. Next. Okay. Yes.
Sleeping the whole entire day.
Okay. Sleep. Black guys like to sleep. Yes.
Bowling.
Bowling. Man. So I don't know if any of you, well, that's your putting it. Okay. I don't know if any of you have ever seen the cartoon, The Flintstones. Anyone ever seen The Flintstones? Well, I have been told that Fred Flintstone and I have the same bowling style. Except he is able to knock pins down, I am not. All right, let's, yes. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna go over here though. And Soccer in Sunday school. Excellent. So you don't have to play soccer while you're in Sunday school. Okay. Yes? Read the Bible. Okay. Now, are you reading it from like beginning to end, or you just kind of pick something? How do you choose what you're going to read? Pardon?
Pick something.
Okay. The one that's hiding behind you. Yes. Nope. Yep, you. Oh, I just, maybe the person next to you raised it for you. Yes.
Playing video games with my dad. He's really good at the video game we both
play. Oh, dad and videos. Excellent. Daddy-daughter dance. Good. At the end there? Oh, I didn't hear any of that. Sleeping for 10 hours. So you're cutting back, as opposed to the people over here that are sleeping the weekend away. Yes?
Watch a movie until 12 o'clock at night, and they're all scary.
Watch scary movies till midnight.
And have M&M popcorn.
Oh, and they have M&M popcorn, of course, because what's a scary movie without M&M popcorn? Let's see, I'm gonna move up here just a little bit. Yes?
Read lots and lots of books.
Read lots and lots of books. Do you have a favorite author?
No.
No, okay. Yes?
Watch the Super Bowl.
Watch the Super Bowl. Anybody here gonna watch the Super Bowl?
Yes!
Okay, I'm not gonna ask which side you're on. But, you know, the Super Bowl is, it's one of them sports things that I suspect will have an impact on how many people here are on Mass Sunday evening. Let's try. Yes?
Play video games all day.
Play video games all day and then sleep a lot?
No.
No sleep.
Hang out with my friends.
Hang out with my friends. I like that. Let's do one more and it's all yours. Sharing with your friends. Excellent. You guys have a very wide and diverse thing of what you like to do, but I think the majority of things I heard were sleep. I think sleep came in number one. Video games came in number two. And after that, it just kind of went all over the place. So you guys have an idea, you do some things. But what we heard today talked about the epitha rite, where a gentleman's mouth and ears were healed by Jesus, and he could speak and he could hear. In the rite of baptism, which I think most of you have experienced here, in that rite itself, what they have done is they have included that prayer in the rite. Let's see if I can find it. And the rite, that's the prayer that's in the rite of baptism, goes like this. The Lord Jesus, may the deaf hear and the mute speak, may soon open your ears to receive his word and guide your mouth to proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of God the Father. That's a lot of stuff to do. Because we're not talking about hearing and speaking, but we're talking about proclaiming. Proclaiming is where you go out and you let people know about God. You might be able to do that in playing video games. I'm not sure if you could do that while sleeping, unless you're a sleepwalker and go out and do it that way. But there are ways that you can show people that you believe in God by the things you do. So as you're starting your weekend, for some of you that will be 48 hours of sleep, for others 24 hours of sleep and 24 hours of video games, but as you start your weekend, think about what you can do, maybe outside your normal routine, to proclaim God to somebody else. And you don't have to go up to them and go, "Excuse me, do you believe in Jesus?" Mm-hmm. Mm. You said, "Hmm." But you don't have to do that. You could just be nice to someone and help them along. Yes?
I pray every day and every night.
Repeat that, please.
No, I pray every day.
Pray every day and every night. And that's an excellent thing to do. But we have to think about things we can do to help others, and to do it in such a way that they may not even know you're helping them. I mean, something as simple as if you go shopping with your family and you're all done, you put all the groceries in the car, and then there's this metal thing with wheels. You know those metal things with wheels? You could take shopping cart, correct. You could take that shopping cart and put it back where it belongs, not just leave it there, because somebody else is going to want to use your spot and they can't use it because there's a shopping cart here. So think about those things that you can do that maybe would go unnoticed. And that is a great way to proclaim the Word of God. Have a great weekend. You can applaud. It's okay. Come on. Have a great weekend. Yay!